Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
OGs are men from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s who experienced dating, relationships, bobbing and weaving through friendships, and certain freedoms we don't have now. And those men share their wisdom with the youth. They help the elderly in the community. They know whose store this is. They know the owner. They know who lives on this block. That type of stuff, right? And they would give the nieces and the nephews that they had game. The young kids in the neighborhood who they know the parents of, they would talk to them, check in with them. You know, if they doing something they're not supposed to do and their parents are around, they like check them like, hey, you know you're not supposed to be doing that. You know, don't let me talk to your mom. Don't let me hit up your dad. You know, chill. Go to school. You late. You know, that type of support, the do's and don'ts about how to carry themselves in the neighborhood was usually given from OGs, right? How to show respect, how to give it. Because when you give a certain level of respect and you carry yourself with respect, you don't have to demand respect from people. They automatically feel uncomfortable if they don't respect it. Okay? OGs taught young men and women the difference between a lady, a hoe, and a woman of substance. A woman who is willing to learn a better way. Women and young ladies that you should give a chance. Ladies that you should stay away from. And they taught people how to, you know, handle things. An OG would teach a young woman how to spot a man versus a boy. Now, there are women who also did this too, but when I'm talking about OGs, I'm particularly focusing on men because men, I feel like, are the leaders of a community, the leaders of a household, and they're usually the first aspect of breaking down a community is to remove a good man or good men, right? And I feel like where the focus should be now is getting back to that. I feel like we're losing tips and understanding about how we can protect ourselves. I feel like there's a lot of bullshit conversation happening on a daily basis. I'm talking about early in the fucking morning. There are people on the internet who should be at work, who should be getting their kids ready, who should be at the gym, sitting online, arguing about what men don't do, what women don't do. Why did this woman choose to go outside her race and go on a date? You know, how are Black men not showing up? And what's so annoying is it's usually the Black community who are having these bullshit no solution discussions. And I can't stand a no solution discussion. And sometimes I scroll past and sometimes there are good points said and then somebody goes too far left. Because I don't believe that it's a man's problem and I don't believe that it's a woman's problem. I feel like it's a us issue. I feel like we have lost hope in each other, trust in each other, the willingness to understand and give grace to each other. And through our not so great experiences, we create these like unchangeable ideals about each other, but complain about those ideals that we have that nobody told you are true, you know? And so it's just like this ring around the rosy of bullshit that nobody seems to get tired of talking about. Nobody seems to get tired of hearing. And it's like this race to see who could be the person that's pandering to the women the most. Who could be the person that's hating on women the most? The women who most of them were raised by. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I feel like OGs checked a lot of that dumb shit earlier in life, and we don't have enough OGs in our community now. We don't have enough OGs in our family now that can call you up and listen to your mom's side of the issue, your side of the issue, and come to a solution. Okay? I feel like there's not enough OGs teaching young men how to do something productive with their time. You know, learn a trade. And there's a lot of people who are in their 50s, 60s, and 70s in great health, but they look at the youth like, that ain't my problem. Like, their mom should have did that. Their dad should have did that. I'm not going out my way to tell them anything. They're just screwed up. They're, oh well, shrugs. And the more shrugs we keep giving the youth, the worse our future is going to be. So it's kind of like when people shrug a moment of giving someone younger than them clarity or a visual of think about what you're doing in this perspective, just so they can think for themselves. When you just give up on that energy, it's like a domino effect for some more dumb young people to follow that person that you could have corrected. So this episode right here is about me noticing the lack in OGs. one of my favorite people passed away when I was pregnant with Ari, and he was an OG. When I tell you that man lived a life, he lived a life. And the stories and the wisdom he would give me, he taught me how to do my own taxes by myself. And I've been doing my own taxes since I've been 17 by myself. He taught me how to, you know, carry myself in certain places. You know, when I'm wearing this, this is what you need to do. You know, never be in the street with chip nail polish. You either take it all off or you get them shits done again. But I don't want to see you in between, like, things that make you a better person, you know? He was that for me. And I don't have any uncles that I can call up and, you know, talk or get that wisdom from anymore. And I miss that. And I think that's what's missing in our spaces is OGs giving that wisdom. So that's what I want to talk about this episode. Welcome to She Gets a Pod. A lot of our youth need guidance that they're not getting at home, right? Whether it's a single parent home and they just live with their dad and their dad works double shifts or he's not that attentive, they're not getting it. If it's a single mom and, you know, she works like crazy and she's just trying to make sure they have everything they need, he or she is not getting that, you know, parental level that they need. And even if it's a two-parent home, sometimes two-parent homes can get so routine that You can see your child every day, but not see your child every day. You can know that your child is in the house, but not know what they're going through. You can know what time they're supposed to be home, what time they're supposed to be at practice, what their work schedule is, and be in the car with them picking them up, and it just be dead silence. Or you're on the phone call and you don't take that time to like really check in their mind of what's going on with them. And you'll be surprised at the amount of two-parent home that just look like everything should be what it needs to be from the outside. Like, you know, you can, you know, watch the news or catch the news clip and, you know, I would never think that would happen. You know, I've seen the family, you know, they all went to work. The kids went to school. I would see them come and go throughout the day. They had a dog. They kept their house nice. I just would never think that was going on in that house. It's always that shit. You know, kids need a certain level of checking in that you have to be willing to give space for. You know, so it could be a single parent home. It could be no father figure. It could be a father there. No mom that's loving and attentive. It could be two busy parents. It could be too much time spent in the street or both parents, yet your child is suffering with the inner insecurity despite both parents being married, despite them having siblings, despite them, you know, never having to experience the light off or no water or no food. Like, kids that never had to be in this idea of struggle in life, and we just, those who have struggled, just look at them and be like, what the hell is their problem? Like, they had a good life. If you're raised in a certain lifestyle and you are able to have everything that you wanted and you needed, you're going to deal with a different type of resistance that someone who didn't always have those things but eventually got those things would appreciate. And OGs kind of like balance those loopholes of where parents can't show up, where grandparents are not around, where your brother is older than you but not older than you enough to care about the fact that it's something else going on with you, and I can see it, but your brother can't see it, or your brother's not paying attention. Your brother's trying to be a teenager, you know? And so OGs are important. And some of the youth are less confident today, and they follow what people around them do. And so it just looks like all the kids. She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Is there a problem? It looks like all the kids are lost. It looks like our communities will never get better because the young people don't care. The 20-year-olds just want to do their thing and ignore what else is going on outside. As long as their rent is paid and they can go on their trips, they don't care, and they could be on TikTok. The 30-year-olds are exhausted. Some of us feeling like we just wasted our time going to college because the math is not mathing. tired of work but can't quit the job because what, you gonna get another job of other bullshit, you know what I'm saying? 40 year olds who are just like, 3 more years and I'm gonna be free. 3 more years and they're gonna be 18 to be able to do what they want to do, and I'm gonna just live my life. You know, you have that dynamic across the board with men and women. And then you have a huge group of people in their 20s and 30s who are just like, I'm not having kids. I don't want kids. I want to just live my life. But what kind of life are they going to be living eventually with how they treat their body, with how ill-prepared they are for their future, you know? And so all of those things I think about constantly. Thank you so much for checking out She Gets It Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator of this podcast. I've been doing this podcast since March of 2018. Damn. A little dusty. But I appreciate you. If you would like to support this podcast, you can with just a click of your button on your phone, your Android, or your iPhone, okay? You can go to any podcast platform, leave me a review, let me know who you are, because I might want to find you on social media and thank you, and tell me what you think about the show. Or you can go to She Gets It Shop, buy yourself some merch, support me, and there's a link in the podcast notes of every episode where you can donate directly to Red Circle that will support this podcast. Till next time, don't do nothing I want to do. I ain't got no bail money for you. Don't call my phone. Do not DM me, okay? To explain how OG showed up for the young males versus the young women, the girls, the ladies, I'm going to explain what was given, what energy, what effort was shown. So for the young males to the men, an OG gonna tell you to pull your pants up because that shit is not cute. That shit is not attractive. Ain't no woman that deserve your time gonna want to see your ass falling out your pants. It's just not happening. An OG is not going to allow you to talk to a girl or a woman in a disrespectful manner and not check you. That's not how you speak to a lady. It's how they gonna start the conversation. That's what OGs do. When you go for an interview, this is how, what you need to do. Make sure you got this. Don't go in there like this. Be before time. Don't get there late. So what time is your interview? Do you need to leave for this time? Like, stuff like that. Gems. For a young male, when you see an elderly lady, this is what you better do, you know? Not because he wants to boss you around, but because this is what builds good character. You help that lady across the street. You carry that lady's bags, even though it's not in the direction that you wanted to go. Clearly, she not walking far. You help her. You know, that's what you do. That's what OGs would tell young males. And clearly, we see a lot of them being disrespectful to the elderly, rude to the young ladies in the neighborhood, and it just becomes one of those things where it's just like, ooh, I see why we gave up. I see why we lost hope, because it's so many of them that haven't been given these tools, and it's exhausting for a couple of people who know better to teach 26 kids in the neighborhood something that they're super resistant against because they don't know how to take in information they can learn from. When you see this happening at a party or on the stoop or on the block, this is your sign that you need to get up and leave. Self-awareness, how to be aware of your surroundings, how to peep and observe facial features, how to read the room. That is something that an OG is going to teach you so you know how to keep yourself out of trouble. And a lot of the youth don't have that because they put themselves in situations where they just become accomplices to bullshit. especially in the South. Okay? Because they gonna give you the same charges as the friend that you was around that did what they wasn't supposed to do, as if you did it also. A OG is also going to teach a young man how to know when his friend is not his friend. His boy is not his boy. You know, when your lady is at home or your girl is at home, if that's your friend, if that's your man's for real, out of respect, he doesn't go in your house. Out of respect, he don't come around your house without, you know, asking first, checking in first to see if it's okay. You know, he don't invite himself places. You know, you don't walk into your mom's house and see your homie sitting at the table, you know, laughing with your sister and talking to your moms and eating. Like, you know, what's up? There's certain ways that you go about doing things, and that's what OG's taught a lot of the young males in the neighborhood. As far as the ladies, OG will teach a woman how the standards should be for how she should be treated, how she should be talked to. You know, they tell them how young boys think. You know, when they see that a young girl, and you know, she wearing this now, she used to wear this, she used to care about this, she don't care no more. You know, why your shoes untied? Let me tie your shoes, you know. Your hair, you know, you missing a barrette, or, you know, they check for certain details. They can tell when something's off about young people in the neighborhood that a lot of parents may not have the time to see. They talk to the young ladies about how to properly dress, to make sure that they're protecting themselves, how to protect themselves. They sometimes your uncle or your oldest brother may take you out for breakfast, take you out to dinner, so you can see what to expect, so you can know what a young man should do if you ever go out on a date or he wants to take you somewhere. You shouldn't be doing this by yourself. He should offer to do X, Y, and Z, those things. You know, they also reinforce with a lot of young women to stay focused and, you know, learn in school, focus on your work, have appropriate fun. You have time for all of the stuff that you see on TV or you hear in music. It's not all what it's cracked up to be. Let me tell you about this time when I was 13 and I thought I was going to do X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? They share that stuff because kids want to know. That curiosity sometimes gets a lot of kids and in a bad position because they just want to know. Imagine if somebody was there to tell them, this is what it was, and it's worse now. It's not even all that. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if it was coming from somebody that was not their parent, so they could be like, yeah, I guess because my mom or my dad told me the same thing, so I guess you're right because you ain't got no reason to lie to me. Like, building that bond. You know, when you walking down the street and you know you're cute and you got somewhere to be, walk with your head held high. If you hear anybody whistling at you or, hey, you don't respond to that because you're a woman. If that man thinks that you are worth his time, he would come to where you're at, introduce himself properly, blah, 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 blah. Like, an OG is going to tell young people how to carry themselves in a way where it's just better for all of us. Because it's one thing that you don't know what to do the right way, but it's another thing if you didn't know, an OG told you or made you aware, and you now have the choice to be better and do it different. A lot of these kids want to know how to be better and do it different, but a lot of, you know, the 30-year-olds, the 40-year-olds, the 50-year-olds just shrug it and they don't want to teach. You know, they don't want to give them pointers. Young ladies, don't act like this. Young ladies, don't do that. And, you know, if you find yourself needing to go somewhere or walk down the street by yourself, don't do it. Make sure you have somebody that you can trust to walk with you. You know what I'm saying? When you walking down the street with a young man, he's supposed to be on this side, you're supposed to be on this side. OG shit. You know? And to be honest, a lot of 20-year-old men don't have these pointers. They need help. A lot of 30-year-old men feel like they shouldn't have to have better mannerisms in order to be around certain women. They don't feel like women should have a decent expectation of how they should be treated because they just feel like, oh, she's just doing too much. And most of the time, those males who feel like a woman is doing too much because she wants to be treated in a way where she feels like she deserves to be treated this way because she's showing you respect. So she expects that in return. They usually end up with daughters that change their mind about how they treat women. Usually. Okay? So the way that OGs show up in the community, by protecting the elderly, putting out people's trash, picking up trash on the block, carrying groceries, learning kids' names. You might play ball with the kids. You might drum a little double dutch with the girls. You know, you might see them doing step dances and you just playfully, show me, I could do the step. You know what I'm saying? They're friendly people, but they're self-aware and they got wisdom to drop. They got intellect to share. And we can't want a life of respect and no one is willing to teach. The kids today lack people who care and care enough to show up and care enough to give them that wisdom. So I'm gonna forever miss a true OG. I'm gonna forever miss someone who's not afraid to say, oh, I ain't going to that party, or I'm gonna be in the house, you know, watching the game. You know, playing, you know, chess. You want me to teach you how to play chess? Or, you know, I'm going to go play ball. Or they was acting crazy yesterday, so, you know, I had to get up out of there. I haven't been there in a while. I'm trying to stay out that scene. You know, people who ain't afraid to do what other people aren't doing. Men who read. Men who traveled and share what other parts of the world there are so people cannot be ignorant around them. So if you know of an OG or you're in need of an OG, start speaking to people in your community and you'll be surprised to know that, oh, you was living on this block the whole time, or I didn't know, you know, you live three doors down. I just always see you, but I never speak. Like, even me, I'm not going to sit on here and be a hypocrite. Like, I don't really go out my way to say anything to my neighbors unless it's absolutely necessary. But I know they work. I know they got shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you got to be open to it. You got to be willing. You know, I don't want to be the only person that can tell my kids the do's and the don'ts. I would love for someone else to reinforce something I've been trying to teach them and it's just not getting through. But when they say it, it clicks, you know? So respect your OGs if you have them. If you have an uncle that you appreciate, let them know that you appreciate them. Don't just wait to see them at Thanksgiving. Don't just wait to see them at Christmas. Don't just wait to see them at, you know, if y'all do a family reunion. You know, my relatives, we don't do family reunions. We only had one that I knew of in 1996, before my grandmother died, and we ain't had one since, okay? And our families have gotten a lot bigger, but it's just like that togetherness is not there. That bond is not there. You know, people, we just need to support us better. We need to stop pointing fingers. We need to go ahead and get some accountability and be honest about how we need to show up more for each other, how we need to give each other grace, because saying it's a woman's problem, saying it's a man's problem, and making it like it's a black issue. No, it's issues like this happening all across the board with different ethnicities, not just because your skin is dark brown. Be for real. We gotta guide the people. But yeah, I miss my OGs. I know y'all do too. Peace.